Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the java jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the java and me.
If you like a cup or few of coffee throughout the day, today I have some good news for you. Many of the best jokes about the swinging pendulum of nutritional recommendations relate to whether or not coffee is good for us. In fact, an author of a popular book revealing the truth about diet and nutrition claims took that into account when giving the book his title, Coffee is Bad, Good for You. As with almost anything in the realm of health research, there are studies on both sides of the coffee issue. Older studies seem to show that java was linked to an increased risk of heart disease and cancer, among other potential ills. Such research was flawed, however, as it failed to take smoking into account. More recent studies seem to show that coffee drinkers actually have slightly lower risk for heart attacks and strokes. It also seems that coffee drinkers are at slightly lower risk than non-drinkers for type 2 diabetes and gout as well. In other good news, research indicates that coffee drinkers are less likely to develop certain forms of cancer. Of course, the research about coffee did not include the sweet coffee-infused dessert drinks many of us are accustomed to drinking. No one could say for sure how beneficial a pumpkin spice latte would be. I have my suspicions that the extra sugar, artificial sweeteners, or flavors would probably negate some or all of coffee's benefits. One might also wish to be cautious about caffeine consumption. Even though caffeine might have some benefits, too much of a good thing is still too much. Of course, there are those who should have little to no caffeine for various health reasons. But back to good news. Believe it or not, recent research indicates that coffee might be protective of our brains. In one study, caffeinated coffee has been associated with lower risk of Parkinson's disease. In another recent study, people who drank between 3 and 5 cups per day showed an incredible 65% decreased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared to drinkers of 1 or 2 cups of coffee per day. It should be noted that the cups we're talking about are more like the 8-ounce variety and certainly not the 20-ounce kind. The so-called good bugs that live in our intestines benefit from digesting the coffee bean fiber that remains in brewed coffee. This seems to help support our gut health and the other factors of health influenced by a healthy gut. It's been thought that this benefit in the gut can be linked to lower risks of diabetes, obesity, and inflammation. Much of coffee's benefit is thought to be tied to its rich content of polyphenols. These are the most abundant antioxidants in the human diet. Though coffee is only one source of polyphenols, and it seems a healthy gut microbiome is required to extract them, we could take some extra pleasure in a moderate consumption of coffee in light of the research. So if you're sipping coffee right now, that news should put an extra large smile on your face.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.